All right, let's go to Washington, a little politics. Actually, we're going to end up in Alabama. There's an interesting debate tonight for a Senate seat. This is the one held by Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Joe Gomez joins us this morning. Got a couple different factions of the Republican Party for this thing tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be really fascinating. One to watch the debate itself, but also because of the players involved. President Trump is going to be out campaigning in Alabama tomorrow for Luther Strange, who's been kind of the placeholder for Jeff Sessions' old Senate seat, appointed there by the governor, who had to resign amid a sex scandal. The governor did, and he put Strange, who was the attorney general, who was supposed to be investigating the governor, in the Senate. So that makes for a unique situation. And then he's going to be debating Roy Moore, who's been backed by conservative grassroots activists, Steve Bannon. Sarah Palin's going to be out there backing Roy Moore today. Moore is a Alabama Supreme Court justice who was suspended from the bench twice. So two interesting characters. Moore also had controversy over the weekend because he had been talking about civil divisions in the United States and said, we have blacks, whites fighting, reds and yellows fighting. So
and he didn't back off that either, did he?
He didn't back off. He said that apparently it was a reference to the religious song "Jesus Loves the Little Children." So yeah. I don't know, but yeah. It's going to be for a fascinating debate. No moderator tonight. They're just going to scream at each other in Alabama. So it should be fun.
It's the old Lincoln Douglas thing we read about in junior high, supposedly, right?
Right. It's supposed to be a polite exchange of ideas, but something tells me it could spin it a little bit out of control and get beyond that.
Joe Gomez on it. We'll talk about it more in the morning. Joe, thanks.
Thanks.
If you think Trump might be on the ballot when it comes to that, some interesting polling numbers this morning about Trump supporters and just what they think of what the president's been doing lately. Top House Senate Democrats have said they've reached an agreement with President Trump to protect thousands of younger immigrants from deportation, that whole DACA thing. Okay, 77% of Americans who voted for Trump are telling pollsters the recent actions have not done anything to erode their support for the president. Rush says this over and over again. Trump supporters, no matter what, they're going to be behind him. Only 15% said Trump's actions had raised any questions about where he stands. Just 8% of Trump supporters said they felt he'd been too willing to work with Democrats. As for his reported willingness to compromise on immigration, which caused some supporters to even burn their Make America Great Again hats, 21% of people who voted for Trump said they were very upset about it. 23% said somewhat dissatisfied. And the general population, the question greatly in favor of the president moderating his immigration stance, 65% said they would be satisfied with what he's doing right now. And when it comes to immigration, there's talk of the wall, but talk of DACA as well. 69% of Americans, 72% of Trump voters think the president has had to reach out to Democrats because congressional Republican leaders haven't been able to get things done. They've had both houses, the Senate and the House, and they can't seem to govern. So it looks like Trump supporters and most of the country with this poll says they don't blame Trump for meeting with the Democrats because the Republicans can't seem to pass anything. Nearly 60% of Trump supporters say they blame the president's rocky relationship with Republicans on the Republicans. 24% of the overall population thinks that. Poll found that Trump's overall approval rating stayed steady in September, 40% from 41 the month before. Disapproval number at 49, same it was back in August. Congress once again shown to be far more unpopular, with just 17% of people saying they approve of the job Congress is doing, 69% disapprove. But we, of course, you always reelect your congressperson. It's just the rest of them we don't evidently seem to like. So interesting with the debate tonight in Alabama and that vote. See how that plays out for the Senate seat held by Attorney General Jeff Sessions.